Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Major U.S. stock indexes closing hundreds of points higher. Consumer confidence jumped for the first time in 5 months, says a conference board survey. Wall Street also reacting to President Trump delaying tariffs on European imports to July. ABC's Karen Travers at the White House.
President making it very clear if there's no deal by then, that tariff threat of 50% is still very much on the table.
At the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs in New York, jurors have been hearing from a former assistant of Combs, Capricorn Clark, who says she was forced to gunpoint to help Combs in acts of violence against ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura's boyfriend. In a reversal from what he said at his Senate confirmation hearing, Health Secretary RFK Jr. removed COVID vaccines from recommended shots for healthy children and pregnant women. Despite what aid groups say is chaos, operations getting food to people in Gaza have succeeded, says State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce. This is ABC News. If you do this after an airliner lands despite being told by the crew to sit down, one country is going to make you pay.
Turkey is telling airline passengers that if they stand up too early, crowd the aisle, or try to cut people in line to get off the plane, they could pay the price. The country's aviation regulator said there's been a serious increase in these cases, instructing passengers to wait until that seatbelt sign is turned off and to wait for your turn. If passengers don't comply, they'll be reported to that aviation authority and they'll have to pay an administrative fine. Clara McMichael, ABC News.
Free checked bags for everyone flying on Southwest. That policy officially over as of this Tuesday. The airline now says passengers will have to pay $35 for their first checked bag and $45 for a second one. The most expensive Southwest tickets and those for the top tier of Southwest Miles customers will still come with bags that fly for free.
ABC's Sherry Preston about those changes at Southwest. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Your forecast this evening calls for temperatures down to around 50 for a low, northeast winds of 5 to 10. Cloudy otherwise, with some areas of light rain possible. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Some slight chance of scattered showers. Highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds 10 to 15. Wednesday night, lows of 49, cloudy with drizzle possible. And Thursday, partly sunny. An afternoon pop-up shower also possible with highs of 72. Winds are out of the west at 5 and we're at 69 degrees.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
WRCO 100.9.
And holding up her hand to have one more. I stood and watched her sipping, crying, flipping through old pictures on her phone. I said, hey, is this seat taken? That's your hate for you to have to drink alone. She cracked a smile, said, sit here if you want. I said, I don't mean to bribe a girl, you're doing this all wrong. It's gonna take a lot of pina coladas if you're gonna drink him off your mind. I'll sit here a little longer and get us something stronger, something that'll work in half the time. Cause when
it don't mix with any kind of fishing. So girl, I'm guessing time is all I've got.
But tonight you need a friend and nothing more. I know what helps a heart to heal, girl. I've been there before. And it's gonna take a lot of piña coladas if you're gonna drink him off your mind. I'll sit here a little longer and get us something stronger, something that'll work in half the time.
Cause when love don't shine like it thought it would, ain't nothing quite like good tequila straight to chase the clouds away. Yeah, girl, I'm here to tell you, paper umbrellas look good on top, but they won't stop the rain.
You thought it would, ain't nothing quite like good tequila straight to chase the clouds away.
Yeah, all them pink and yellow paper umbrellas
look good on top, but they won't stop the rain.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
That's right.
right, there you go. Trick Pony on a mission here on WRCO this 4 o'clock hour. Coming up in a little while, we'll have our early evening news followed by high school sports as Lancaster's at Richland Center for WIAA Tournament Softball. So a busy hour here on WRCO Radio. Also, quick note, the Riverdale Mineral Point softball game will be starting shortly at 4:30 today instead of originally where it was scheduled at 5.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks. You know, like us?
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines now through June 2nd.
Saving bucks is easy. You just have to get in the seat.
Conditions apply.
Visit Slama Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston, or Reedsburg today. Or you can find them online at slamaequipment.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code QUICK to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code QUICK for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code QUICK for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state. But that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Get $15 back right now with mail-in rebate on gallons of Cabot Stain. Cabot Stain comes in an oil-based or water-based formula and is available as transparent, semi-transparent, or solid colors. Cabot Stains are pigmented for extra UV protection from the sun, water, and extreme conditions, and is ideal for siding, fences, or decks. Save $15 right now with mail-in or online rebate on gallons of Cabot Stain at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
From the first school dance to the last school bell, every moment has led to this. Congratulations to the Hillsboro High School graduates. Sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Joan Chevrolet, Osborne Stump Removal, Garyland Transportation, and Meyer Oil and LP.
It is time for this, or for today's Paul Harvey program, sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Utter Brothers combines a love for quality and a passion for community, creating a welcoming spot for family and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. It's election season at Dartmouth College. Two young men are prime candidates for class president. Let's look at one of them. Husky, good-looking. Wavy brown hair, blue-gray eyes, a confident smile. He's getting up to make a speech before his classmates. Because what he says will surely influence the election's outcome, his words have been carefully thought out and typewritten, and now he begins. But a minute or so into his speech, trouble! He reads an uncorrected typing error as written, no one seems to notice, but then he gets lost, can't find his way back in the script. If the fresh supply of adrenaline in the young man's bloodstream would allow his life to flash before his eyes, this is what he would see. Scene one, small boy at the family dinner table. He's naturally left-handed, but Daddy, attempting to rectify what he considers his son's aberration, has attached a rubber band to the boy's left wrist and a long string to the rubber band. Daddy will give the string a sharp tug should it appear that the youngster is using his left hand as the dominant one. Scene two, the boy is older now, 12. He has chronic indigestion, doubtless exacerbated by uncomfortable ambidexterity. Writing a letter, he spells measles, M-E-A-L-E-S-S. All the letters are there, just in the wrong order. Scene three, in school, the youngster is discovered to have a severe learning disability. Reading is slow, arduous. His eyes rearrange letters and numerals on a printed page. He perceives 42 as 24 and so on. Scene four, his grades are barely adequate for acceptance at Dartmouth College. Compensating for his learning disability, he's developed an outgoing personality, but his college grades are still less than favorable. And that brings us to where we left him, mustering his courage, running for class president, stumbling through a speech. The election, though he lost. What is it, anyway, that makes reading such an agonizing process, that makes the eyes juxtapose letters and numerals for youngsters and for many adults? Well, we still don't know exactly what causes it, but at least now we have a name for it, dyslexia. And for a left-handed child who is also dyslexic, attempting to make him or her right-handed would only add to the confusion. So you understand why this particular little boy grew up confused. All his life, correct spelling would be a complete mystery. All his life, reading would be a torturous chore. And one thing more, he learned eventually, in order to make an effective speech, he would have to memorize it. Oh, and remember that time he ran for class president at Dartmouth and lost? Well, he ran again and lost again. In fact, the highest student office he ever held at Dartmouth College was class vice president. Two tries for president and settled for vice president? Sounds familiar. You see, the dyslexic youngster who became an extrovert to compensate for his secret anguish, why, he was also a perennial seeker of our nation's presidency. Who settled for becoming 41st Vice President of the United States, Nelson Rockefeller? Only now, You know the rest of the story.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
No, I never read the book of success. I never sweat about the way I dress. Never had a dollar I could hold on to. Oh, I never got my red Corvette. I'm still dreaming, haven't seen it yet.
Lil Wayne Warner here for you, but as we get ready now, we are heading to our early evening news, followed by high school sports. Don't go anywhere here on WRCO.
On Wednesday, May 28th, Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola will be holding their annual beef bull sale starting at 1 o'clock. Most of the bulls consigned will be Black Angus bulls, with many of them semen tested. The bulls will run from yearlings to 2.5-year-olds, with one purebred 3-year-old Hereford bull. If you're still needing a bull for this season, be sure to attend the beef bull sale on Wednesday, May 28th at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's news is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents, insurance designed with you in mind.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A search for a missing boater on a Madison lake led to the discovery of another body. The body of a man was recovered from Lake Monona Friday night during recovery efforts for the boater who's been missing since a sailboat capsized on the lake earlier this month. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office will perform additional testing to confirm the man's identity while the search for the missing boater continues. Meritor nurses are officially on strike. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
About 1,000 of them are refusing to work after months of negotiation with the hospital. SEIU Wisconsin, the union representing Meritor nurses, has met with hospital officials more than 20 times this year. Union leaders say they're still not satisfied with accommodations in staffing, pay, and safety. Meritor leaders say they've made changes throughout the negotiation process and they've negotiated in good faith. Dane County Executive Melissa Agard was there this morning as they kicked off the strike.
We know that this was a long game, and unfortunately, we are continuing to stand up and fight for what is right, the moral fiber of our society, those who care for the most vulnerable folks, our friends and neighbors and family members. You are on the front lines of that, and we are continuing to stand up to do what is right for our community.
Pam Reyes is the president of the union, and she's a nurse at Meritor.
We want to be very, very clear about something. Nurses have been sounding the alarm about staffing concerns, inadequate workplace safety and burnout for months. But management has refused to act or even hear us. And we do not take this action lightly.
Now, Meritor is still operating with visiting nurses. Hospital spokesperson Nicole Amani says the traveling nurses were onboarded over the holiday weekend and are already at work here on day one of the strike. Amani says it was a successful morning and the hospital is ready to care for patients. The strike will continue at least through the rest of this week, with people on the picket lines 12 hours a day. This is the very first time Meritor nurses have gone on strike.
With the official closure of Northland College, local residents are expressing concerns over the economic future of the area. The school was listed as one of the area's major employers on the City of Ashland's website. Its closure will cost the region over 250 jobs and tens of millions in overall economic impact. In addition to the loss of jobs and revenue, area residents say they're concerned about the negative impacts the closure will have on their small businesses and their ability to attract people from different regions and backgrounds to Ashland. Department of Safety and Professional Services officials are warning of credential and licensing delays if a couple dozen temporary positions expire as expected later this year. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers included funding for 24 permanent positions to replace those temporary positions in his biennial budget proposal, which has already been gutted by state Republicans. DSPS officials say that without those additional positions, Wisconsinites who need state licenses or credentials to start a new job could end up waiting even longer to receive them. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is conducting a new study on one of the most popular freshwater sporting fish in the state. DNR officials began their study into the state's panfish population in 2019 and now expects to conclude the study next year. The agency is asking anglers for their experiences fishing for panfish, as well as conducting their own field studies. Their goal is to better understand what environmental factors may be contributing to the decline of the panfish population and what regulations can be put into place to protect them. There's no estimated reopening date set for the Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa. The Iowa DOT last week said that they confirmed one of the bridge's piers moved, creating a safety issue. The 94-year-old bridge has been closed since May 17th and was also closed for nearly 2 months last year. DOT officials said that people were walking or biking around the barricades over Memorial Day weekend and issued a reminder that it is illegal to cross a closed bridge. A new bridge is under construction and expected to open in 2027. A man convicted of homicide and over a dozen other felonies in Juneau County is sentenced to life in prison. 48-year-old Donald Dahlberg was convicted of 15 total charges after prosecutors said he shot and killed Floyd Burdick near Nisita in January of 2024. Burdick's body and car were both found burned. Dahlberg's life sentence comes without the possibility of parole, according to online court records. Those same online records show Dahlberg has begun the filing process to appeal both the conviction and the life sentence. A single vehicle crash resulted in serious injuries Sunday afternoon. At approximately 3 o'clock, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a call reporting the crash near the intersection of County Road O and Sylvan Glen Road in rural Stoddard in the town of Bergen. Don C. Zink, 90 of Stoddard, was traveling west on County Road O when he went off the roadway in a sharp curve to the right, struck the ditch, and came to rest in an open field. Serious injuries were suspected, and Zink was transported to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. As of this morning, Don Zink remained in stable condition. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville ABC Construction Management Competition team showcased their talent by placing fourth overall in a national competition in Las Vegas that mirrors the challenges of real-world construction management. The four-person team put their leadership and project management skills to the test on a multi-phase construction project. The ABC National Student Chapter Network links local ABC chapters with colleges and universities offering construction management programs. It plays a vital role in building the construction industry's talent pipeline. Industry professionals observe the teams as they competed. To be a member of the team, students must go through an interview process and earn the opportunity to participate. Candidates are selected based on their knowledge and skills with interviews for the next team beginning this fall. UW-Platteville's Construction Management Program consistently produces industry-ready professionals. Even though they impressed recruiters during the competition, each team member had already accepted full-time job offers. A summer resource fair will be held Wednesday. It will be a way for you to find out what is available to you and your family in the area throughout the summer. Marty Richards is the Greater Richland Area Tourism Director.
I've heard it before, and there's a couple of things. One is, there's nothing to do here. As a tourism guy, it drives me crazy. If you go out and look at our calendar, the calendar of events, there's always something unique to do. And in June especially, you know, I think the reason we're so event heavy in June is it kind of harkens back to June dairy days. And that's kind of how things evolved, that June's a busy month. You know, July is pretty busy. August, again, it's a little less hectic, but it's still busy. And so there's things to do. The other thing that I hear every now and then are, folks saying, boy, if I would have known about that, I would have gone and done that. You know, or I didn't know about that. And so, you know, we kind of came up with this concept of, you know what, how about if we have an event that just simply helps people come together, understand the different resources that are available to them throughout the summer of unique events, different experiences, and then even beyond that, being able to register for activities, and then also, you know, just getting involved in the community, because there are events that we're going to talk about and things that they'll be able to see when they get there that they can volunteer for too and get involved in the community. And that makes us a stronger community, the more people who are involved.
The resource fair will run from 3 to 6 at the Richland Center Community Center. Scott Gauld is the Richland Utilities Manager.
You know, living here for my whole life, there's a lot of events that I really don't know, you know, because maybe it's just things that aren't my interest. But I guess where me and Jim and our customer appreciation days have worked good for the utility in October, of an idea of, you know, cooking out, you know, just from the utility side, just supplying, you know, a sandwich, a drink, and getting these organizations in one spot just to showcase them and just educate the public. We hear about, you know, new people coming to the community and they maybe don't live here because of housing, but really, again, back to the utility, how do we grow this area? And it's an idea, I guess, that I come up with, that we just need to educate and get folks that are newer to the area or that have been here more involved. You know, there's a lot of community, different organizations that if you don't have ties to, you might not know how to become part of it. If it's Fire, EMS, Lions, Kiwanis, whatever it is, there's a lot of opportunity and just trying to educate, I guess.
Anyone is welcome to attend the Summer Resource Fair at the Richland Center Community Center Wednesday from 3 to 6. You do not have to be a resident of Richland Center. Staff and representatives from various organizations will be on hand to answer your questions, and Richland Center City Utilities will be offering grilled hamburgers and brats. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources application period for the 2025 Elk Hunt is open and continues through May 31st. Applicants are required to select a zone when applying. This year's elk quota for the Black River Elk Range will be 4 antlered elk and 5 antlerless elk. The Clam Lake Elk Range quota will be 8 antlered elk, with 50% available to Ojibwa hunters. For individuals who select Black River Elk Range during the application process, the first 4 randomly drawn applicants will receive an antlered harvest authorization. The next 5 applicants drawn will have the option to accept an antlerless authorization. If the applicant declines an antlerless authorization, another applicant will be drawn as a replacement until the 5 antlerless harvest authorizations are accepted. Any applicant who declines an antlerless authorization may still apply in the future. As a reminder, only Wisconsin residents can be issued an elk license, and only 1 authorization can be issued per person in their lifetime. Winners will be notified by early June. Wisconsin residents can purchase an elk license application online through the Go Wild license portal or in person at a licensed sales agent. The application fee is $10. The DNR recommends that all applicants check and update their contact information to ensure contact with successful applicants. If selected in the drawing, an elk hunting license costs $49. Before obtaining an elk hunting license, all winners must participate in a Wisconsin Elk Hunter education course. The class covers Wisconsin elk history, hunting regulations, biology, behavior and scouting, hunting techniques. For more information on the elk hunt, visit the DNR's elk hunting webpage.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jean Marie Stittleberg, 84 of Laval, died Friday at the Reedsburg Medical Center. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waniwok. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwok Wednesday from 4 to 7. In lieu of flowers, memorials are suggested to St. Paul's Lutheran School. Jean Marie Stittleberg, 84 of Laval. Nolan O. Turnmeyer, 87 of Reedstown, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 11 until 1 with a 12:45 prayer service at the Reedstown Advancement Association building in Reedstown. Burial will be in the Manning Cemetery, rural Viola. The Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua is assisting the family with arrangements for Nolan O. Turnmeyer, 87 of Reedstown. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63 of Lafarge, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lafarge United Methodist Church. Burial in the Viola Cemetery will take place at a later date. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63 of Lafarge.
The first Blue River Farmers Market of the season is set to open today at 4 p.m. It's the third year of the market located on the north side of the park, adjacent to Northeast Street, County Highway T. Market hours today, 4 to 6:30 p.m. A large variety of items will be available for visitors. Fresh produce, sourdough breads and baked goods, candles, aromatherapy, alternative natural health care, crystals, Amish baked goods, fresh flowers, cotton candy, incense, jewelry, and more. Food trucks will be at the farmers market as well. Chappelle's Cuisine, along with their usual food offerings, will be featuring fresh squeezed lemonade. The Blue River Farmers Market, hosted by the Friends of Blue River, runs the second and fourth Tuesdays starting today through September 23rd. New vendors are always welcome. Vendors are free to attend market dates that fit their availability. There's no fee for vendors, but a donation to the Friends of Blue River would be appreciated. For more information, contact Kitty Bortz, 608-571-7178.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swimming sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this, spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all starts Thursday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, it was cloudy today, stuck under those overcast skies with spots of sprinkles, and of course, that stays the case tonight, too. In fact, areas of light rain are possible. High temperatures today scraped the upper 60s and are now slowly sliding to about 50. Winds are barely moving out of the northeast.
For tomorrow, they stay out of the northeast, gusts around 15 miles per hour with mostly cloudy skies. We are a few degrees cooler, only rising to the mid-60s, with again, small chance of scattered showers. Tomorrow night, still staying cloudy, drizzle is possible, lows slide to the upper 40s. Then on Thursday, the sunshine returns. The high pressure system takes over again. This low pressure that's moving from the south, sliding and scraping us just to the east, continues to take off to the east and gets on out of here. As we wave it goodbye, we're going to see plenty of sunshine. Don't forget the SPF. Protect your skin. We are going to be partly sunny, highs in the low 70s on Thursday, with an afternoon shower pop-up storm possible. It's much more likely on Friday. Friday afternoon, after a sunny and warm day, highs are going to be flirting with 80. We hang on to the upper 70s for Saturday too, still mostly sunny, a little bit more seasonal, and then we warm things back up to the low 80s on Sunday, and the humidity starts to creep in next week. Monday's highs in the mid-80s, still under abundant sunshine. If you asked for summer, unofficially, it's on its way. As for the meteorological calendar, that switches on June 1st. And as for the astronomical calendar, that's June 20th. Either way, the heat's cranking up. And in terms of the rainfall, it may sound like I said there's a lot of chances, but really, all in all, it's less than an inch. And 5% of the state is in drought conditions, and that's south along the state line. We could use it. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's a cloudy 69 degrees, 70 our high, while our morning low is 51. Yesterday's high, 73, and no precipitation. A record high, 96 on this day, set back in 2018, while a record low of 33 was set in 1983. Last year on this day, our high was 29 and our low 54. Sunset today will be at 8:31, sunrise tomorrow at 5:27. No precipitation, the barometer is down to 30.14, and west winds at 5. Again, it's 69 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations locations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, One Call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
In conjunction with National Disaster Preparedness Month, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society suggests that you plan ahead to keep your entire family, including your pets, safe in case of an emergency. Be prepared. Know what your plan is in an emergency and prepare a disaster kit that includes at least 1 week's worth of supplies for every member of your family, including your pets. Then, exchange pet information, emergency plans, and house keys with at least one trusted relative, friend, or neighbor. Don't wait until it's too late. Plan now for what you would do in an emergency to keep you, your family, and your pets safe. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
The Richland Area Farmers Market is in full swing every Wednesday afternoon from 1:30 until 5:30 or 6 p.m., depending on the vendor availability. Located on the large grassy corner of Orange and Court Streets, right across from Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip, the market brings fresh local goodness to the heart of town each week. Visitors this week will find an abundance of seasonal produce like asparagus, rhubarb, salad greens, mushrooms, and microgreens. There are also fresh flowers, baked goods, breads, jams, jellies, maple syrup, eggs, meats to order, and more. The market proudly accepts Food Share, EBT, and SNAP Quest cards, and continues to support families with the Youth Food Token Program, thanks to sponsorship from the Rotary Club of Richland County. With vendors set up along the Court Street sidewalk for easy access and plenty of parking available off Jefferson Street, the Richland Area Farmers Market offers a welcoming and accessible shopping experience. For more information, call or text 608-213-3374. Good afternoon and welcome to WIAA Tournament Softball. Today, the Richland Center Hornets are hosting Lancaster. We have a game for you coming up from WRCO and WRCO.com following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show. We'll set the stage for a very busy day in high school sports in just a moment.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power
Sports. WIAA track and field action is going on tonight at Platteville High School. Area schools are headed there, and the smaller schools from our area almost all heading to Kickapoo for a first-round WIAA regional. Sectionals will be held later this week. There's regular season baseball today. Richland Center is home in a makeup game with Dodgeville and a makeup game with Prairie du Chien for River Valley. And the Richland Center soccer team is hosting their opponent today. That is Platteville Lancaster. WIAA Tournament Softball in Division 5. Ithaca is home against Lafarge. DeSoto is at Seneca. Kickapoo at Hillsboro. Winnewick Center at Brookwood. Cochrane Fountain City is at Royal. And Highland at River Ridge. Potosi Cassville at Barneveld. Judah Albany at Wazika Steuben. In Division 4, Riverdale is at Mineral Point. Wisconsin Heights at Fenimore. Luther at Cashton. Darlington at Cuba City. Argyle Blackhawk visits Iowa Grant. In Division 3, Lancaster is at Richland Center. Coming up here on the radio, Westby at Dodgeville later tonight. Viroqua Youth Initiative is playing at Prairie du Chien. And Aquinas is playing GET. In Division 2, Reedsburg is at Portage. La Crosse Logan at Mount Horeb. Platteville at West Salem. And Wisconsin Dells at Edgewood, Abundant Life Christian, St. Ambrose. Our pregame show continues with more in just a moment.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is rolling out the spring savings. Get $10 off every $100 you spend, up to $50 off $500. Save on brakes, exhaust, AC, cooling systems, and more. Need tires? Get a $100 rebate when you buy a set of four select Hankook DynaPro HT2 tires, now through May 31st. Plus, GDI fuel and air induction cleaning, just $149, and $15 off AC service and charge. Call 608-383-1700 or stop by TC Auto Works, 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize, a three-night getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus more prizes including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or $5 for $45 and available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, Napa Auto Parts, and the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Winners drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Jamie Gander joins us on WRCO. Jamie, well, first of all, congratulations on a good season here. You finished pretty strong at the end of the year, didn't you?
Yeah, ended up 13-8 on the regular season. Had a couple nice wins last week. Got one against Platteville down there. 1-0. Close game. We didn't hit real well that night, but came back Friday night, played Royal up there, and I think we had 10 hits against them and a couple home runs or one home run, and a couple close. So, yeah, we hit the ball well Friday night, and we're just hoping we can continue on with that now.
You've had some good highlights during the season. In fact, you just told me that your pitcher went to hit the 200 strikeout plateau. That's a lot of strikeouts.
Yeah, she hit that, I believe, on Thursday night down in Platteville. So she's having a great year. You know, she's definitely carrying our team on some nights when we're off a little bit at the plate. Kyrie's just hard to hit off from. She's got a lot of balls or a lot of different strikes she can throw. She's been solid all year. And we're just hoping we can carry her momentum as well into the playoffs here and see what happens.
Your lineup, though, with your hitting wise, this is one of the better Richland Center hitting teams I've seen for a while, because really from top to bottom, you got girls that can put the ball in play, don't you?
Yeah, we can. And we've been working on, trying to find a few more that we can get in. If someone's in a little slump, we can pop them in a game situation as a designated hitter and just see if we can keep some kids running around the bases. So, the key to our success going down the road is keep Kyrie throwing well and then just, obviously putting the ball in play.
Jamie Gander, our guest on WRCO. We'll have more in a moment. All American is your headquarters for Milwaukee Electric Tools and Accessories. See the complete display of Sawzalls, drills, impact saws, bits and blades, hand tools, and accessories, including the M18 Fuel line of products. They have Milwaukee branded gear to wear at the job site, including hats, shirts, and heated gear. Get organized with the Milwaukee Packout Tool Storage System. Shop online, visit allamericandoitcenter.com in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. Jamie Gander joins us, leading toward Richland Center in Lancaster. So you played them a couple times. I saw the first one. You almost came back to win that, and the second one you did. So they're a good matchup. I think it's an even matchup on paper, anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a game. The first time we played them at home early in the season, we didn't quite know who we were yet at that point. Kyrie wasn't pitching at the level she's pitching now. From a fielding standpoint, we were still moving kids around. Lineup, we were moving kids around. I consider us a very young team looking back. It hasn't been that long ago, but, fun to think back to that point to where we are now. Then we go down to Lancaster, and I feel like we had kind of settled in, had an identity, knew who we were, you know, had some expectations there of what we should be doing at that point in the season. And we went down there, and, you know, it was we kind of opened that game up early. They crawled back in a little closer late. I think the last inning we got an out at shortstop with runners on that could have made it real tight. But all in all, we played a solid game down there against them.
What makes them a tough team, Jamie?
Good pitching, athletic, good outfielders. You know, just a solid team. They hit very well. But yeah, you know, when you look at the matchups, very similar to us, really. You know, Maddie Hill has been, I think she's a junior, been throwing for quite a few years now, and at the varsity level, and she's not easy to hit off from. She usually gets them to about 5 innings, and then they usually have to pull her, so that can help us some. But you know, they hit well, they pitch well, they field well, and yeah, it should be a good game.
Keep runners off base. That's kind of the what you should do all year, though, right? Try to not give up walks and hit bats, people, and all those kind of things, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, Kyrie's done a wonderful job. You know, we get a few walks here and there, but as a whole, our team's growing. You know, the other night we had a situation in Elroy where some kids got on, and we were able to, I think Maddie threw to first, the girl took off to second, Chloe Darling threw to second, we got the out, and then like an inning later they had a runner on two and the same thing happened, we got an out at third base. I believe Carly Meaden was covering two, girl took off to third, threw to JC Gander, JC tagged her, we got an out there. So you know, we're moving the ball around well as far as fielding goes too now. Maddie McGlynn's been doing a great job behind the plate. She's got an arm, and she's not afraid to use it, and she just see her confidence, and that's been helping us a lot. She threw a girl out at first a couple of games ago, too. So, you know, we just got to be who we are. That's what I've been telling the girls now. Don't be nervous. Just go do what we've been doing. If we can keep Kai throwing the way she is and we just keep putting the ball in play, we're going to be in good shape.
Getting a home game, that should not be overlooked either, because that doesn't happen a lot, and, you know, it's certainly a home field advantage tonight.
Yeah, you know, we play well at home. I think the girls like it. It feels right, right? So, you know, getting that first round bye was huge. You know, now you're 2 games away from being in sectionals. Both teams potentially we could see to get there, we beat. You know, I keep telling the kids just stay the course, you know. Believe in yourselves. Having that home game is huge. I don't remember the last time, you know, the softball team had a home playoff game in the second round, probably been quite a while. So, you know, we're proud of that, but we have a lot of unfinished business as far as I'm concerned.
All right, sounds good, Jamie. Thanks for joining us, and good luck here tonight against Lancaster.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Richland Center High School softball field, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to WIAA Regional Softball. The Hornets coming in with a record of 13-8. Lancaster at 10-9, getting set to battle here today in the second round of the WIAA postseason. The winner, well, they move on to play on Thursday night. An opponent to be determined here. That game going on tonight with Westby and Dodgeville, not starting until 6 o'clock. Now here is the starting defense for Richland Center. Kyrie Fisher in the circle, working with catcher Maddie McGlynn. At first base, Bowie Darling. At second base, Savannah Russell. Carly Meaden is the shortstop. JC Gander at third. Tatum Razick in left field. Abigail Williams in center. Reagan Shep in right field. Leading off the Lancaster will be the center fielder, Emma Jensen, followed by the catcher, Addison Morgan. The pitcher, Maddie Hill, will hit third. Also hitting cleanup is Aaliyah Jackering. The shortstop, Greta Jensen, will hit fifth. We'll continue with the lineup in a moment. Lancaster getting set to stand in for the first pitch of the ball game right at 5 o'clock. It is 69 degrees, and here we go. First pitch is down low. 1 ball and no strikes. Amelia Johnson will be playing left field, and then hitting next is Izzy Schmidt, the designated player. Lily Edge hitting eighth at first base, and Riley Horst as batting number 9, playing second base. Here goes the next pitch. There is a strike. One ball and one strike. Fisher keeping them low the first couple of batters here today. Jensen checks and now stands in for the right-hand side. Fisher set to work. Here is the pitch. That one low and inside. The count goes to 2-1.